left, goes back right, kicks back out to Gilbertson. Gilbertson to Jordan Zelgowski near side. Jordan working towards the baseline, backs out of it, hits his brother down low. He thought about baseline pass, did not happen. Kick back out to Reynas. Reynas looking for somewhere to go with it as he gets it to Jared Zelgowski. Rapids being very patient, but that DeForest defense is playing tough, but Jared Zelgowski gets Rapids on the board. 2-0 Wisconsin Rapids. 16:50 to go in the first half. Now DeForest, they are on the attack. Is that, I believe, is Lincoln Hotman. He dishes down to Brooks Oman as he gets the runner through the lane, off the glass and through the hoop. And we got a 2-2 ball game. 16.5 to go in this first half. Zelgowski hits Reynas down low. He's working on the paint. He gets double-teamed. He kicks back out Gilbertson. Gilbertson goes to his left, cuts through the lane. A little hard off back iron, and rebound coming down to Oman. Norski's back the other way. A little cross-legs dribble there by Hermanson. Three-bomb on the way by Hotman, and that is no good. Rebound Reynas, and Rapids back on the move. Across the timeline is Reynas. Goes right, left, dribble behind his back. Slick move there by Reynas. Zelgowski, Jordan that is, on the near side to Gilbertson, directing traffic on the left elbow. Working to his right is Gilbertson. Bounce pass, Jarrett Zelgowski. Pass back out to Reynas, just both top of the key, outside NBA three range. Jordan Zelgowski cuts through the lane. He stops, pass back out to Reynas. Reynas stops, free throw line pop, swish, nothing but net. And Reynas gets his first points of the game. 4-2, Rapids, 15:19 to go. First half, kick back out. Paskey, he stops, kicks back out to Oman. Oman back to Hermanson. Really being harassed by Jarrett Zelgowski. Kicks back out. Forrest resetting. That is Paskey. Near side to Eli Gavin. Then underneath, underhanded scoop and score by Oman. That's a tie game yet again. 4-4 between the Norskies and Raiders. And then another quick two for Jarrett Zelgowski. And we're back to a 6-4 Rapids lead. 14:30 to go. Quick action here. Everything done inside in the paint. No three bombs yet as we get our first whistle. And that's a turnover, a walk. That walk is called against Hermanson. So we've got that was a travel. And first turnover, as I said. And Rapids is back on the move. Gilbertson inbounds to Reynas. And Reynas is able to get past the timeline and establish the offensive zone. He moves to his right. Jarrett Zelgowski stands there. Looking for somewhere to go, and there's a whistle. And it's going to be a hold, not the football variety. And that will be on number three, Colin Paskey. That is his first, team's first. Rapids inbounds. Reynas hits Gilbertson right about the free throw line. Goes left, spins, picks up the dribble. Outside Zelgowski. Jarrett fires a three. That's off the mark, a little short. Rebound goes to DeForest. That's Paskey. Now the Norski back on the move, and there is a whistle, and that will be a foul on Gilbertson. His first, and that will be Rapids first as well. So both teams evening up here with one foul apiece. Lots of other sports going on today. I know Rapids hockey, they took a tough one yesterday to Thomas Sparta, so they're down here in the Dells as well. Three bomb on the way by, I believe that was Eli Gavin. As we got another whistle, and that is a turnover for Rapids. Their first ball, inadvertent pass, goes out of bounds. So there's your first Rapids turnover. Eli Galvin, that was. With that three bomb, did not work out so well. Cutter through the lane is Lincoln Hotman, and he gets fouled on the shot. Foul or shot goes through, and that is a foul on Tislin, his first, second on Rapids. But now the Norskies have a chance to get their lead here. That'd be their first lead of the game if they are able to come up with it. 13:42 to go in this first half of action. Shot is up, and nothing but net. So that is the first lead for DeForest. As Rapids just trailing 7-6. Lots of ball game to go here. There's nothing too much to be worried about if you're a fan of the Red Raiders, which, of course, we hope you are. But if you're not, hey, that's all right, too. Just as long as you keep listening here on 105.5 WRRI. That's really what matters. As stopped down at the baseline, Jarrett Zelgowski. Pass back out to Jordan, then back to Jarrett. Isaiah Torque comes on into the game to give Tisland a little bit of a break. Jordan, Zelgowski, pass back down to Reynas. Really trying to, really clogging up a lot of what Rapids wants to do in the perimeter. And there is a travel called on Brody Gilbertson. That is a turnover. So that's second for Rapids in this contest to this point. 13:07 left to go. First half, 7-6. DeForest with the advantage. But nothing too much to be worried about yet. As I said, lots of game to go. Yes, nice little crossover dribble by Hotman, and he goes up trying to get up to the rack, and he can't quite get there as he loses the handle on it. It was last touch by Rapids, poked out of there. So DeForest, they keep possession of the ball as there's substitution. In comes Jaden Dodens. He comes in for Colin Paskey. Inbounds. Goes right to Hermanson. Cross-court pass. Big three-bomb on the way by Dodens, and Dodens hits it. Big three there by Dodens. And the Norskies see their lead grow 10-6. DeForest here, 12:30 to go in this first half of action. Torque working the right side. Stop, spins, pass back out to Gilbertson. Gilbertson quick getting into some trouble there with DeForest really trying to trap there with a 2-3. Zone as Torque gets the ball poked out of bounds on him. It still stays Rapids way. As Gilbertson, two inbounds to Jordan Zelgowski. Back to Reynas on the near side, left side, as he works back to his right. Rapids trying to get their offense set, but that's tough to do. DeForest really playing some tough defense right now. As Jared Zelgowski tried to split defenders, but had to kick it back out to Reynas. Reynas being guarded tough, and he takes a step out of bounds as he went to cut towards the baseline. So there you go with the turnover, third one for Rapids. And DeForest back on the attack here, up 10-6 over the Raiders with 12 minutes left to go in this first half of action. Inbounds, Ullman. That was initially to Hotman, and that goes to Jaden Dodens. And there's a turnover for the Norskies up ahead. Jordan Zelgowski, he gets it up off the glass and count it. So there's the first points for Jordan Zelgowski. And it's a 10-8 DeForest lead now. 11:40 to go. First half, working inside is Nick Hermanson. Passing the ball all over the place. In came Cooper Brown as he goes up and he gets fouled by Torque. And he will be shooting two at after that layup did not fall for Cooper Brown as he came into the game here. As both teams start cycling in a couple different players. First shot is up, and that rattles off the cylinder. So no good on that first free throw attempt, but still got another couple, or another one, I should say. Yeah, all kinds of sports going on here as bowl games are in full effect and high school holiday Christmas tournaments. That second free throw was up. Good. As I said last night, Rapids hockey, they took a tough one, 5-1 loss to Thomas Sparta. And I think they played already this morning. I'd have to go and double check, but they took on Onalaska here in the consolation semis. And Rapids, they turn it over. Down low was pass attempt as there was a turnover. And then DeForest, they make a fast break attempt, and they outpassed the court, so they turn it right back over for Rapids. 11:11 to go. 11-8 lead DeForest over Rapids. And there's another Rapids turnover. Torque couldn't get up past there, and there goes a quick layup for Jaden Dodens, and he's got a quick 5 points, and it's a 13-8. DeForest lead over the Red Raiders. Rapids, they're starting to feel a little bit of pressure here, but there's still a lot of game to go. 10 minutes to go. Tyson Stempa kicks out. Torque, three bomb, a little strong. Rebound comes down to Hotman. And back on the move is DeForest. 10.5 to go, first half. Reynes gets crossed over a little bit. Ball is underhand passed, almost picked off there by Jordan Zelgowski, but he just can't quite get a handle on it. As DeForest still trying to work the ball around. Dodens works to his right. He underhand layup and in. And that's a 7 points now for Dodens. And it's a 15-8 DeForest lead. 10-10 to go, first half. Gilbertson standing about between the free throw, or by the three line and the center court circle at the Court of Champions here at Just a Game Fieldhouse. And the wonderful Wisconsin Dells, Colt Gilbertson, he goes to the left, and then there's a whistle. Ball on the floor, as it appears that will be against Lincoln Hotman. That'll be his first. Just the second on DeForest, 9:51 to go, 15-8 DeForest lead. Again, thanks for joining us here in this middle day edition of High School Sports here on 105.5 WIRI. Seth Habiger back at the studio making everything sound amazing as always. As Rapids inbounds and a little slip of the foot there by Reynes. He recovers, stops, kicks the ball back out. Isaiah Torque near side, cross court pass. He was looking for Reynes. And that gets intercepted by the Norskies. And then they're back on the attack. Doden's a little runner floater, and it falls. And that's 9 points for the young man off the bench. That's a 17-8 DeForest lead, 9:20 to go in this first half of action. Rapids, they've had issues with their offense going stagnant at times this season as they are going to get an offensive foul called in against Sean Reynes. That could have gone either way, but I think they got the right call on that. It looked like the defensive player was able to get his feet planted, and Reynes just ran into him. They all go falling down to the floor, and that's the offensive foul right there and a turnover. So Rapids still trying to get some offensive traction after an early lead as the inbounds goes from Ullman up to Dodens. Dodens pass down low to the big man. That big man is Liam Schlomer. And he gets the hoop and the harm as that foul comes up on Tisland. And that's his second. Rapids has five here in this first half of action. So Rapids fouls are starting to pile up and the deficit's starting to grow. As Schlomer gets the and one, and you see a 20-8 DeForest lead here. 9 minutes to go, and Rapids going to take a timeout, take a 30. We'll take one too, Seth. Be back here in a moment here on 105.5 WIRI.
Areas of dense fog today, with scattered showers lifting through late this afternoon. Becoming widespread and steadier rain through the overnight, we are looking at rainfall totals around a half an inch to three quarters of an inch, with a chance of a wintry mix and some snow falling tomorrow morning. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlow. It's 40 degrees at our studios.
WIRI Nakusa.
WIRI 105.5 FM, Wisconsin Rapids.
Softly they fall, where do they go?
8:57 left to go in this first half of action, and DeForest, they've got a sizable lead, 20-8 over Wisconsin Rapids. There's still a lot of game to go, nothing to get too discouraged about. Rapids just, they've got to find some momentum, and there's plenty of time to do it as Reynes brings the ball up into the offensive zone for the Raiders. Gilbertson stands near side directing traffic. That defense is switching on the Raiders, so that causes a little confusion. As Zach Mansell comes into the game, Reynes kicks back out to Tisland. Tisland, two fouls already. As Mansell goes left, then stops back right. Reynes, far side, looking for somewhere to go there. He gets double-teamed down low, stops, spins, little floater, count it! And Reynes gets his second hoop of the game. Lead is now down to 10, 20-10 DeForest. 8:10 to go, first half. Little bouncer off the rim, bounced probably about six times there for Omen, and that falls 22-10 to Forest lead. Reynis, spin, stop, pivot, kicks ball back out to Jordan Zilgowski. Jordan, he gets down to the paint. He hits a runner against the baseline against Tislin. He gets rejected by Dodens, and that comes up by Schlomer as he picks up the ball. Dodens, three-bomb on the way. Kick pass out to Galvin, and he hits it. Big three-pointer there for the Norskis, and it's 25-10, DeForest lead, 7.5 to go, first half. Near side, Reynis. Directing traffic. His ball's now passed down. It was intended for Mansell. He wasn't home, and it goes out of bounds. There's another turnover for Rapids. That counts six so far. Far from official, but counted six. As there is another possession coming up for the Norskis. Dodens gets the ball up ahead as Tislin. He is face guarding the Norskis right away, but there's a three-bomb coming by Hotman. Three on the way, a little long off the back iron. Rebound coming to Reynis. So he crosses the timeline, plenty of time to spare. 6:55 to go, 25-10. As there's a whistle as Reynis is going through the lane. It was going to be on the floor, so no shooting foul. And that will be on Omen, his first. I believe that's just the third on the Norskis. So playing really clean ball for DeForest, which is a big compliment to them. It's one way to really build a lead. It's not fouling. Three thought about, or Reynis thought about three. Stops, gets the ball back over to Gilbertson. Gilbertson trying to get some footwork going. And there's a whistle coming. It's going to be on the floor. That'll be another one against DeForest. That'll be on Omen, his second. That'll be the fourth. As Omen, he's got 6 points in the game. Two fouls for Omen. I don't know if that's a good omen or not for Omen. But I'll try to leave the bad jokes as minimal as possible. Inbounds, Gilbertson to Reynis. 25-10, DeForest lead. 6.5 to go, first half. Reynis, three-bomb on the way. And count it! First three-bomb in the game for the Raiders. 25-13 to Forest lead. 6:20 to go. And there's a turnover carry for the Norskis. And Rapids, they get the ball back. That's fifth turnover for the Norskis. I'd say, you know, if you're going to be critical of anything, that might, and DeForest, that might be the only thing, is five turnovers. They've got a 12-point lead here. 6:20 to go. Only four fouls. So, I mean, if there's anything to be critical of, maybe it's ball security. But either way, Rapids is taking care of business right now. It was a nice backdoor pass there to Jordan Zelgowski up off the glass and count it. And they get that lead or that deficit back down to just 10 with 6 minutes to go. Jared Zelgowski gets the turnover. So now it's six there for DeForest. Jordan Zelgowski near corner. Working back and forth, stops, pops, and falls. So now it's back down to single digits, and there is a whistle and a timeout to DeForest. 30 seconds. Seth will take one, too. Keep listening on 105.5 WIRI.
It's the Lazy Boy clearance event at Home Furniture and Design. Everything is drastically reduced. Save up to 50% off on floor samples, closeouts, and overstocks. Don't miss these limited time deals. The Lazy Boy clearance event at Home Furniture and Design, West Grand Avenue, Wisconsin Rapids, and Post Road in Plover.
Is there a tree in your way? Does it look like it could fall at any moment? Don't wait for the next storm to hit. Call Morrison Tree Service today, 715-315-8686. Don't let a tree hold you back. Schedule today and grind that stump for free.
Well, hope everybody had a holly jolly Christmas. Happy or merry belated Christmas to everybody out there from everybody here at 105.5 WIRI. if you don't celebrate Christmas, that's all right, too. Nothing wrong with that. As there's a turnover for DeForest. Rapids back on the move again. As Jarrett Seligowski moves right, left, spins around, down low to Tislin. Tislin puts one up, and that falls. So Tislin gets his first points of the game. 25-19, DeForest lead. 5 minutes to go in this first half. Rapids doing a good job clawing back in here. Just a six-point deficit now, so technically a two-possession game as there is a whistle, and that will be coming up, I believe, against Wisconsin Rapids, and it is. That's Sean Reynes. That's his second. Rapids sixth. So inbounds again will be Colin Paskey. In the backcourt is Lincoln Hotman. That weather report given just a while ago by Brittany Merlot. She was not kidding. That drive down from Rapids through Rome and the booming metropolis of Big Flats and Adams, the twin cities of Adams and Friendship. Yeah, that was some tough sledding through there. Not that the roads are bad. It was just foggy. My goodness. Bank up off the glass. That was Nick Hermanson. So we got another 8-point lead back for the Norskies, and Rapids turns the ball back over. And DeForest back in action is in the corner. Stodens kicks back out. That would be Paskey just outside the free throw line. He puts it up, banks it home, and it's now a 29-19 DeForest lead. 4 minutes to go. Rapids puts up shot, can't get the rebound. DeForest gets it. That is Paskey, near side, bounce pass down low. And that's all sorts of disrupted by Sean Reynes. And last touch by DeForest. And that will be a turnover for DeForest as we move right on along, just under 4 minutes to go in regulation. Kobe Verholst coming in. Tislin takes a seat. A couple new faces in there. Rapids trying to find a spark and for us Rapids fans. Hopefully they do. As they're just down by 10 now with 3:44 to go as Jarrett Seligowski works down low, gets double-teamed, kick back out, Torque three-bomb on the way. Just a little bit short, rebound comes down to Hermanson, and DeForest goes up, lob pass from Dodens to Paskey, and count it off the glass. We've got a 31-19 DeForest lead, 3.5 to go. Rapids three-bomb. That's Jarrett Seligowski, a little short as well, but now a rebound comes back down to DeForest. Hotman with it up to Dodens. Dodens on the right side. Pass over across to Paskey. Paskey back near side over to Hermanson. Hermanson works down baseline, and he kicks it back out. Nice leaping grab there by Cooper Brown and off the glass, and you can count that one too. And it's a 33-19 DeForest lead under 3 minutes to go. Gilbertson kicks the ball back out to Torque near side. Gilbertson from the left elbow, three-bomb. You can count that one. That's Brody's first points of the game. 33-22. That's still a DeForest lead, 2:40 to go. Torque guarding against Dodens. Dodens pitches back out to Hotman. Hotman, backdoor runner attempted to Paskey, and that's a turnover as Reynes gets a hold of it. He goes far side. He works down low, and there will be a whistle for a foul coming up against Cooper Brown of DeForest. That's his first, and that is the fifth. Just the fifth on DeForest. DeForest, again, I got to reiterate, they are playing pretty darn clean ball for this contest. So there's a very big thing for their coaching staff to be happy about is they're enjoying an 11-point lead, 2.5 to go in the first half. Inbounds, Reynes to Gilbertson. Hand over to Reynes from that corner. Screen set by Gilbertson. A little too strong. Big bounce back out of there. Rebound to DeForest. And taking it just about the whole way was Liam Schlomer. As he gets up off the glass, and it's a 35-22. DeForest lead, 2 minutes to go. Well, 2:07 to be exact, but 2 minutes nonetheless. As Gilbertson, right side, or left side, goes right, stops, pull back, fires a three off the mark. And back is DeForest as an interception there by Gilbertson. This time he takes it to the rack, and it goes through. And Gilbertson gets his fifth point. And we're back to 35 to 24 to Forest lead, 1:40 to go in the first half. Doden's with it. Hand back off to Omen. Omen back to Doden's. Doden kicked back out, and that's tipped by Gilbertson. And that was still gathered by Hermanson, but then he shuffles the feet just a little bit. And that's an 11th turnover. So that might be the area where DeForest might think about saying, hey, we got to slow her down. We got to make sure our feet are planted, better passes. Because, I mean, you got a minute and a half left. You only have five fouls, and you are enjoying an 11-point lead. There's not too much you can be too critical of for the team and white, purple, and gold. And as Rapids brings the ball up the timeline, Tyson Stempa near side, works to his right, pass back out to Gilbertson. Gilbertson, he goes up to the glass, and he is fouled, and the shot falls. As Gilbertson, he gets another basket, and he goes to the line for an and one, as that will be Doden's first foul, sixth for DeForest. So we will see what Gilbertson can do. He started a little slow, but he's up to 7, maybe 8 points here, and you can count that one. So he's up to 8. Has nothing but net on that conversion. And it's now back to an 8-point lead for the Norskies. Just about 1 minute left here in the first half of action. Real quick moving, so going to have to make sure we get enough advertisers in there. Thanks again to everybody who makes these games possible, from Seth Work on the board, but everybody who sponsors them is Schlomer. He goes up hard to the glass. That falls off, and then that is rebounded by Wisconsin Rapids. Gilbertson comes up the near side, crosses the timeline, 39 seconds to go. Gilbertson looking around for an avenue to pass to. Reynas, near side. He goes to his right. He spins to Jordan Zelagowski. Backs about 24 seconds to go in this first half of action. Look for somewhere to go with it. 16 seconds, playing for one shot. Schlomer giving pressure. Kicks back out Gilbertson with 10, 9, and 8 seconds to go. Gilbertson goes right, left, step back three on the way, a little long, and it's rebounded by DeForest. Ball's loose, 1 second, a heave. That's going to be off the mark, and we've got one half of action in the books, where it is DeForest 35, Wisconsin Rapids 27. Going to step out, get some numbers crunched here, get some ads in, get maybe a tune or two, and we'll be back here in a moment here on 105.5 WIRI.
Are you struggling this year with gift ideas for your loved ones? You want to find them something that shows you care and also something they'll love? Let this year be a little different when you let Johnson's Chrysler Jeep come to the rescue with all its service center has to offer. This year, get them a new set of tires, maybe an oil change pack, or a vehicle upgrade. Give them something they'll use every day and save yourself all the hassle. Call the Johnson's Chrysler Jeep Service Center today and make this Christmas one to remember. Merry Christmas and happy holidays from their team to yours.
The Wisconsin Rapids Area Convention and Visitors Bureau is a proud sponsor of high school sports, and they want to keep you informed on everything happening in the area. Check out their website for fun local things to see and do, great places to dine, stay, and more. You can find it all at visitwisrapids.com.
Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
Rudolph is a holiday classic, and there's a Wisconsin connection. Maury Laws composed music for the animated show in 1964. He continued arranging hundreds of songs from his Appleton home after leaving New York 20 years later. During that time, Laws created one quirky pop song. Do you know what it is? The answer coming up.
Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, sort of where a lot of people's core Christmas memories come from.
Emily Locke with the Oshkosh Museum on holiday traditions around Rudolph. Laws worked for the TV production company behind the show and also wrote music for Frosty the Snowman. And about the silly song he composed.
It was an
yes, itsy bitsy teeny weeny yellow polka dot bikini. Laws died in 2019 at the age of 95, but his music lives on as a wonderful slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Country Legends 24/7, 105.5 FM.
You know Dasher and Dancer and Prancer and Vixen, Comet and Cupid and Donner and Blitzen. But do you recall the most famous reindeer of all? Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer had a very shiny nose, and if you ever saw it, you would even say it glowed. All of the other reindeer used to laugh and call him names. They never let poor Rudolph join in any reindeer games. Then one foggy Christmas Eve, Santa came to say, Rudolph, with your nose so bright, won't you guide my sleigh tonight? And then how the reindeer loved him as they shouted out with glee, Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, you'll go down in history. Shiny nose, and if you ever saw it, you would even say it glowed. All of the other reindeer used to laugh and call him names. They never let poor Rudolph join in any reindeer games. Then one foggy Christmas Eve, Santa came to say, with your nose so bright, won't you guide my sleigh tonight? Then how the reindeer loved him as they shouted out with glee, Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, you'll go down in history.
2.5 minutes left to go here in halftime as Wisconsin Rapids, well, they got a little bit of work to do as they are trailing DeForest 35-27. Here is that the Court of Champions here at Just a Game Fieldhouse and the booming metropolis of the Wisconsin Dells. In that first half, Wisconsin Rapids led early, but once the Norskies kind of got their feet under them, they took off as they were able to hold a double-digit lead through most of the opening half of action. They are led by Jaden Dodens, 9 points, followed by Brooks Oman with 6, followed up by Liam Schlomer with 5, 4 points for Colin Paskey, then 3 for Lincoln Hotman, 3 for Eli Galvin, and then Cooper Brown, added 3 as well, and then Nick Hermanson with 2 of his own. That adds up to 35 points, I think. But with my math skills, it's an adventure. Any day you try it. Now, Rapids, they battled back. They did a great job of cutting that deficit down to single digits, and they got down to 2 possessions at 1 point in time as they are led scoring there by Brody Gilbertson with 8, Sean Reynes with 7, followed up by Jordan Zeligowski with 6, Jarrett Zeligowski with 4, and Austin Tisland with 2. So Wisconsin Rapids just got to get back to work here. Can't get discouraged. There's still plenty of ball game left to come back in this contest. As I was informed over the break by my mother that we are under a fog advisory till tomorrow. So you guys out there traveling, please be careful. Don't want any issues that could arise from the fog. And our good buddy Chuck Berry actually gave a option for help, as he said, run Rudolph. So hopefully Rudolph can guide my truck back home to Rapids, no problem. Thought about stopping by my farm to take a look at some stuff, and I don't think driving through the mud would be such a good idea. Go and see if there's any more Rudolphs hanging out there, as I was able to be given a couple of my Rudolphs that I've gotten hunting back from one of my good friends, Shane Koschel, Realistic Taxidermy. Does a beautiful job. I recommend them to anybody who needs those hunting or trapping trophies forever memorialized. You can put up on the wall or set on the table or wherever you like to display it. So thanks, Shane, for everything, buddy. I really appreciate it there. So we're just about ready to start off the second half with DeForest to inbound, as it will be Galvin inbounding to Paskey. And that's how it starts. Here is we start the second half of action here. DeForest going from my right to the left. There's Rapids now going from my left to the right. Quick little hitter down through the lane is Oman as he gets 2 cracks at it. Can't quite get it. And then now it's a rebound coming to Rapids. Gilbertson got it. Then he had it poked out from behind and goes out of bounds. So Rapids 2 inbound as Gilbertson 2 inbound to Jordan Zeligowski is. Jordan brings it up the court. Starters for Rapids, Reynes, Gilbertson, Tisland, and the law firm of Zeligowski and Zeligowski, Jarrett and Jordan. So we will see what Rapids can do in the second half. First possession, Gilbertson near side. Runner, dish down low, baseline to Jarrett Zeligowski, but he can't get a handle on it. Steps out of bounds, turnover, Wisconsin Rapids. Not the start that they want for the second half, but still 17-22 left to go. Second half of action, Rapids trailing 35-27 to DeForest. Still plenty of time to go. As DeForest brings it up there, Hermanson takes the ball to the rack himself, goes up there, the hoop and the arm, and one. And there we have it as its first points of the second half for Hermanson. As he's going to the line for an and one. That is Jarrett Zeligowski's first of the half and the game. So, and one coming up. Deep breath. Bend to the knees. Ball is up. And it swishes home. So, that's 3 more points for the Norskies as we continue this contest. 38-27 to DeForest. 17 minutes going. Left to go in regulation. Reynes, he's working on the left side of the key. And he passed the right side to Jared Silgowski. He works left, gets to about the free throw line, gets the ball poked away. DeForest comes away with it. Up near side, that's Hotman. He passes across the way, down low. Can't quite get it as Oman. Ball's bouncing loose, and now there's another turnover for DeForest. Jared Silgowski comes away with it to Reynes, and he overlays it, and it's now going to be DeForest's ball as Tislin gets it but steps out of bounds, falls out of bounds. So a lot of furious action starting here. Just 3 points for it by DeForest. That was Nick Hermanson. But 16 and a half to go as Oman goes up, takes it all the way up there as Brooks Homan, he gets his first points of the second half to go with the six he had in the first half. Jordan Zelgowski, left side, kicks back out Gilbertson. Gilbertson to Reynes. Reynes on the right side, right elbow, pass over to Jared Zelgowski. Three bomb on the way and count it. And there's a 40 to 30 contest now. It's down low is Eli Galvin. Pass back out to Hotman. Near side to Hermanson. Hermanson hands the ball off to Oman. Oman dribbles between his legs. And he gets held by about the free throw line by, I believe that's Jared Silgowski. That is his second in the game, the second in the second half here for the Raiders. So Deuce is wild there. Inbounds, Paskey. That's a turnover there as Jordan Zelgowski gets it. He goes up hard to the rack, and it falls. So there's 2 points for Jordan, and it's now a 40-32 ball game. 15:30 to go before the end of regulation. I wouldn't mind overtime if it means Rapids getting back in here, maybe pulling out a win, but if they can go ahead and in regulation, I don't want overtime either. So we'll continue to play on as Paskey passes over to Hotman. Hotman back across the way to Galvin. Paskey, runner, does not fall. Rebound, Jordan Zelgowski. Pass back up to Reynes. Moving quickly on the left side. Stops, spins, stops, pivot. And he drags that foot just a little bit. And that is third turnover of the second half for the Red Raiders. 15 minutes to go exactly in regulation. 40-32 DeForest lead. First time I've been in this building, actually, at the Court of Champions, at Just a Game Fieldhouse. It's really, really, really nice. Wouldn't mind coming back every once in a while, see some hoops or some wrestling or something like that, if they ever do any of that in here. And working his way to the rack is Hermanson, and he gets a little dropper to fall. 42-32 DeForest. 14:30 to go. Tislin has it. He goes up the baseline, pass back out, and that's just an ill-advised pass, maybe you could call that. Another turnover for Rapids. They're fourth as Oman, he had it just standing on the rim, and he can't get it. Gets his rebound, tries again, can't get it, and now there is a foul being called. I believe that goes on Tislin. And it does. And that is his third, and the Raiders' third, as Stempa and Torque all check into the game, as Tislin and Jared Silgowski both come out. Inbounds, is Dodens, and he tries to hit, I believe that was intended for Oman, and he can't get it, so there's a turnover for DeForest. Their third of the half. It looks like there will be Schlomer checking in for Oman. So, Oman takes a seat, and we play on as Reynes inbounds the ball. He walks up the right side, gets past the timeline. He continues to move around the key, kick back out to Stempa. Stempa back to Gilbertson, top of the key. He goes to his left, goes back right, switches, and he gets that layup to fall in. That's a heck of a shot by the young man, and it's now 42-34 to Forrest, 13:50 to go. Schlomer down low against Gilbertson. Up off the glass. Hard off the glass. And good. We've got a 44-34 game. Right when Rapids gets it to single digits, DeForest answers back. 13:40 to go in this contest. Torque pass around to Reynas on the left elbow. Stops. Really battling down low against Brown. Three bomb on the way by Stempa, and that's to no avail. As there's a rebound coming the way of the Norskies. Hermanson pass across the way to Hopman. Hopman looking for somewhere to go with it, as it appears that Omen's about ready to check back in. Dodens, he kind of jabs in there, tries to get it inside the three-point ring. As Hopman works, gets the ball stripped away from him, and it gets gathered by Brown, but he takes a step without a dribble. So there's another turnover for the Norskies. It's 12:56 to go. 44-34, Norskies leading the Red Raiders. And we've got a timeout call by Wisconsin Rapids. It's a full. We'll take one there, Seth. Be back here in a minute here on 105.5 WIRI.
It's the Lazy Boy clearance event at Home Furniture and Design. Everything is drastically reduced. Save up to 50% off on floor samples, closeouts, and overstocks. Don't miss these limited time deals. The Lazy Boy clearance event at Home Furniture and Design, West Grand Avenue, Wisconsin Rapids, and Post Road in Plover.
The Wisconsin Rapids Area Convention and Visitors Bureau is a proud sponsor of high school sports, and they want to keep you informed on everything happening in the area. Check out their website for fun local things to see and do, great places to dine, stay, and more. You can find it all at visitwisrapids.com.
Is there a tree in your way? Does it look like it could fall at any moment? Don't wait for the next storm to hit. Call Morrison Tree Service today, 715-315-8686. Don't let a tree hold you back. Schedule today and grind that stump for free.
Paper City Savings' mission? To develop relationships, determine needs, and deliver solutions. And with more than 100 years' experience, why trust anyone else? Paper City Savings, supporting communities through mortgage loans and tailored financial services.
As the temperatures drop and the mornings get foggy, the team at 8th Street Auto wants to remind you that they're here for all of your weatherization needs. This is the time of year when...
Mr. Santa, bring us some joy. And we are back here, 12:45 to go, left in the second half, and Rapids had an opportunity. Just little layup fell off the rim, and Brooks Oman, he answers with the rebound, and he gets a layup of his own, so it's now a 12-point lead for DeForest, as there's a going to be a foul called as Gilbertson goes up to the rack. And that foul will be called on Brooks Oman, his third, but first one of the second half for the Norskies. So Gilbertson goes to the line for two. And dribble, bend of the knees, shot is up, and it rims out, so he does not convert on that first one. Good news, I can report to you, all you out there, as Wisconsin Rapids was able to defeat Onalaska on the ice today in the consolation semifinals. So good for Wisconsin Rapids. Not sure who they'll play next, but they defeated Onalaska 5-3. So congratulations to Pat McDonald and the boys of the ice. So always good to see them win a few games. As that second free throw was up and good. It's now an 11-point game, 46-35. Runner put up by Doden. Schlomer with it now. He's up off the glass. That won't fall. Rebound Gilbertson. And pass is blocked there by Hotman. And he gets it, takes it to the rack, and it goes through. So that was a very unfortunate instance there for the Red Raiders as they had a chance to break out. And then, boom, it goes back for points. So 48-35 to Forrest, 12 minutes to go. A little floater by Jordan Zelgowski. Does not fall. Rebound, Dodens. Brings it up the right side. Going to cross over to Paskey. Paskey, about where Dodens was, over now to Cooper Brown. Brown working to his right, now back left. That's to Dodens. Dodens going up against Stempa. Pass back out. Thought about a three was Hotman. He just didn't handle it cleanly. Brown with it. Spins through the lane, up off the glass, off the mark. And that is a... rebound going to DeForest, last touch by the Red Raiders. Also going on today is the first day of the Bi-State Classic over in La Crosse. Nacusa Assumption Port Edwards Wrestling partaking in that, which is pretty cool. I remember going to that when I was a high school wrestler. That was always fun to watch. So many teams. There used to be like 52 teams that played in that. Or competed, not played wrestling. You don't play wrestling. You compete. As Slomer goes hard to the glass, and that does not fall. Rebound, Jordan Siligowski. As Isaiah Torque takes it to the glass. That won't fall. Rebound back to DeForest. 11 minutes to go in regulation. And there was the ball poked out by Jared Siligowski. And it goes, still goes to DeForest. A little bit of discrepancy there as to who that would go to. As referees, they say DeForest, so that's what we'll go with. 48-35, DeForest leads, 10:50 to go in regulation. Double team there against Brown, but he gets the ball out. Paskey back over to Hotman. Hotman to Dodens. Dodens pass to Brown. Brown goes right, then left. He gets a little floater. That does not fall. Rebound to Torque. Up to Jordan Siligowski. He's trying to hit Reynis, and that's way wide of the mark. Goes out of bounds, so another turnover. Wisconsin Rapids. Seeing a 13-point deficit for the Red Raiders. 10.5 to go. It's far from over, but running a little bit out of time if they want to come back in this contest. I know coming up here in the next few days, Wisconsin Rapids will be wrestling over in the Eau Claire Holiday Duels. As there was a shot attempt there put up by Lincoln Hoffman. That gets actually deflected by Jordan Siligowski. So possession stays to DeForest. 10:15 to go. 48-35 to DeForest. Tomorrow, Rapids will take on Reedsburg at 11 in the morning, while Rapids is forced to turnover. And that's Jordan Siligowski. He can't quite get it to fall. And that's followed up by Gilbertson. He gets it. As 48-37, DeForest leads. 10 minutes to go as there's a whistle. Stoppage of play. And it will be on 21. That is Jared Siligowski, his third. Team's fourth. So Rap is going to have to be a little careful there as we move further into this contest. Rebound on the way by Paskey. That's a little short. Rebound by Dodens. Off the glass. And it falls and one. That foul's coming up by Isaiah Torque, his second. Team's fifth. And that will be Dodens going to the line for the and one. 50-37 lead, make it a 14-point advantage for the Norskies. Coming up here, tomorrow we'll actually be back in Stevens Point for the Assumption Boys as they close out the Century Classic, the 53rd variety, 53rd edition of the Century Classic as they take on one of the top-ranked teams in Division IV, Bondwell, the Bondwell Bears. And ladies and gentlemen, I can tell you they are better than the Bears from Chicago. I watched that game last night. That was rough, but I'm a glutton for punishment. So, or just a football junkie, I don't know. But a couple rebounds there for the Norskies. They can't get them fall. Last touch by Rapids goes out of bounds. So DeForest, he inbounds the ball. 9:23 left to go in regulation. 51-37. Schlomer with it, just inside the free throw line. He gets it, and it just crawls over the rim. So Schlomer with two. And it's a 53-37 ball game. 9:10 to go. Rapids, you're starting to get this one slip away as Reyna stops, spins, kicks the ball out to Gilbertson. Gilbertson fakes right, goes left, then back right. Kicks it back out. Reyna, three bomb on the way. Count it! First points of the second half for Sean Reyna. And that's a 53-40 DeForest lead. 8:45 to go in the contest. Paskey, he gets his pass intercepted by Mansell. Zach Mansell, that is. And he gets his pocket picked by Paskey, and he gets his pocket picked by Mansell. Going back and forth here. Rapids has it. Right side. Reynis kicks it back out. 10 for Gilbertson. That gets tipped away. And up to the hoop, and it falls as Hermanson. So quick turnover and 2 points, and it's 55-40 lead for the Norskis. We got a full timeout coming, taken out by DeForest. We'll take 1-2. Seth, be back here in a minute on 105.5 WIRI.
As the temperatures drop and the mornings get foggy, the team at 8th Street Auto wants to remind you that they're here for all of your weatherization needs. This is the time of year when checking your light bulbs, tires, brakes, and windshield wipers is very important. Make an appointment today with an educated team that will keep you safe on the roads this fall and winter season. Find them at 4390 8th Street South, Wisconsin Rapids. 8th Street Auto and Service Center, here for all your weatherization needs.
Be prepared for the next power outage with a Generac home standby generator from Econ Electric. When the power goes out, your life can't go on without interruption. It's getting cold outside. Get power back up with Generac generators and protect against Wisconsin's unpredictable weather. Call 715-423-8440 for Econ Electric. Terms and conditions apply. See your Econ Electric technician today for more information. Sleep with ease knowing you are protected by Econ Electric and Generac generators.
Go in regulation as Wisconsin Rapids. They're running out of time. 55-40, trailing DeForest here at the Court of Champions. Here at the Just a Game Fieldhouse is turnover by Wisconsin Rapids. Austin Hisland got his ball knocked away, and then loose ball out of bounds at the DeForest end. No fouls called, which is always fun to see as they let the athletes decide it. Referees stay out of it. As inbounds is Dodens. He passes that all the way up to Galvin. Galvin back to Dodens. Dodens fakes right, goes left. Galvin thought about a three, then he passed back out of it. Up to the other side is Omen. Back over to Hermanson. Dodens spins, free throw line height. And that's an air ball, but that's still pulled back in by Omen. DeForest resets, 7:40 to go in regulation. Three bomb on the way by Galvin, and that is an air ball, and that goes out of bounds. So Rapids gets the team rebound as Reynas will inbound. Actually, he's going to be pulled, and he takes a breather as Gilbertson will inbound to Stempa. Gilbertson to Stempa, back to Gilbertson. Gilbertson going to bring it up past the timeline. No pressure by the Norskis. But understandably so, you're up by 15 with 7.5 to go. No need to. As Tislin, he's getting bothered way down low by Hermanson. As there is a foul called on, I believe that it was on 13, Hermanson. And it is. And it is his first, team second in the second half. Rapids to inbound. Jordan Zelgowski, Gilbertson. Gilbertson keeps it baseline, up off the glass. Count it. As Gilbertson gets another bucket, and it's a 55-42 DePere lead, 7:05 to go in the game. Far side is Omen. Now to Hermanson. Near side is Galvin. And back across the way, that's to Hotman. Hotman to Dodens. Then cross skip pass to Galvin. Thought about a three. He did not do it. And now there's a three on the way, and you can count that, Lincoln Hotman. His first three of the game, and it's 58-42 DeForest. 6:30 to go. Gilbertson, little jumper fadeaway style. He gets that to fall, and it's now 58-44 DeForest lead. 6:20 to go. DeForest battling back and forth. Dodens, he gets a cutter right along the baseline, and he lays that up and in. Things are just not going Rapids' way today, as it's now 60-44. DeForest advantage, 6:10 to go. Still plenty of time, but it's, as the words Steve Miller, time keeps on ticking, ticking, ticking into the future and running out on Wisconsin Rapids. Gilbertson, little underhand scoop, bounces both three times off the back iron, falls off, and rebound DeForest. Nice skip pass up, down low to Hotman, and he gets another bucket, And it's 62-44 to Forest with 5:40 to go. And you can just see this time running out on these Red Raiders, unfortunately. As there will be Reynis coming in with... be Reynis and Jarrett Zilgowski coming in, and Austin Tislin and Zach Mansell both checking out. Stempa with the ball, left side. 62-44, 5.5 to go in the contest as Gilbertson loses the handle on the ball, and that is a slam home by